start to get started as people start to jump on here. Maybe I'll wait a minute because there's a few people jumping on at the same time. This session's going to get recorded, like I did the others. If you're having trouble getting anything, I know a few people, their spam blocker email filter, the emails have gotten stuck in. You can reach me at cheryl@balanceplanetyoga.com and I can find another way to get you the information. All right. Well, welcome everybody. This is our final session of our time together, this yoga nidra for sleep series. I hope that you've been enjoying it as much as I have. And I'm really super grateful to Jeff for bringing us all together and grateful to all of you for your attention in taking this practice in. This last session, I want to explore a little bit about how yoga nidra works on both scientific and spiritual levels. In yoga nidra, we are in yoga, philosophy would say science and spirituality are really the same thing. And we want to look at how this kind of aligns with our brainwave states, our consciousness, and the deeper layers of our being, the koshas, that we've discussed here over the last couple weeks. I wanted to start by revisiting those four states of consciousness as outlined in the Mandukya Upanishad. We talked about that in week one, and just how they align with the states that we experience during yoga nidra. And as a reminder, a little bit of a refresher, according to this Mandukya Upanishad, we get these four stages of consciousness. First is Jagrat, that's our the waking state, right? Our experience as the waker, the state of outward consciousness where we're fully awake and aware of the external world. In terms of brain waves, this is where we get the beta waves. They're in that 13 to 30 hertz. And when the brain waves are in this state, they indicate that we're thinking, right? Actively thinking, actively problem solving. There might be some stress or agitation. From that level of consciousness, the grossest level, we get a little more subtle. We get to swapna, and that's the dreaming state. That's us as the dreamer, having our internal experience, having internal senses, internal objects of awareness. This stage often refers to when we are actually dreaming, where we experience the mind's creation in the form of dreams. What we see in terms of brain waves here are alpha and theta waves. They operate at about 8 to 12 or 4 to 7 hertz, respectively. Alpha waves are a state of relaxed awareness, while theta waves are deeper and closer to sleep, right? So we get a little bit of that twilighty feeling in alpha. In yoga nidra, we hover between kind of those two states, the alpha and the theta waves. From there, we get a little deeper. We go to the deep sleep state, Sushupti, right? Very often, we don't really have a full awareness of what's happening in deep sleep. We can just recount that we've been there, right? This is the state of dreamless deep sleep where the mind is at rest and we're unaware of both our external or our internal world. In terms of brain waves, this is where the delta waves come in, operating at about a half a hertz to 3 hertz. And delta waves are the slowest and deepest brain waves, and they're associated with profound rest and restoration. And the last stage we get from the Mandukya is Turiya, or pure consciousness, pure awareness, state beyond waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. Pure awareness, often described as a state of enlightenment or a union with the divine, collective consciousness, universal consciousness. Though it doesn't correspond to a measurable brainwave state in the conventional sense. In yoga nidra, this is the state we approach when we move into the deepest level of relaxation and we transcend the mind-body complex, right? So the mind and the body drop away and there's just awareness. What's fascinating to me is how these states of consciousness from an ancient yogic philosophical perspective mirror the progression through brainwave states that we experience in yoga nidra, right? How these things really, from a science perspective and an ancient experiential perspective, kind of line up. As we practice, we transition from these beta to alpha to theta, and then finally into the delta waves. And this journey through brainwave states is not just a physical process, but also a journey through the layers of consciousness, as was described in the Upanishads. And there's some significance of our brainwaves being measured in hertz, I believe, or cycles per second. The frequency of brainwaves represents the speed at which our neurons in our brain communicate. The higher the frequency, the more rapid the communication, which is why beta waves are associated with activities like stress, while there are slower delta waves are associated with rest and regeneration. In yoga philosophy, this idea of frequency and vibration is significant. Ancient yogis believed that the universe and everything in it, including our bodies, are made up of subtler and subtler levels of energy. At the densest level, we're these physical beings, right? Made of matter. But as we move inward, we reach more subtle layers, right? Energetic, mental, and spiritual. Each of these levels vibrates at a different frequency. And this aligns beautifully with a scientific understanding of brainwaves. As we move from the faster, more active brainwaves to the slower, more restful ones, we're essentially moving from the denser levels of experience, our busy mind, our physical body, into subtler realms, such as the energy body, the emotional body, and finally, the causal or the bliss body. In this sense, yoga nidra is not just a practice for relaxation, but also a practice for accessing these deeper, subtler levels of our being. Yoga teaches that everything in this universe is vibrational at its core. The slower our vibrations, the more we align with the subtler aspects of our existence. In yoga nidra, by progressively slowing down our brain waves, we allow ourselves to connect to these more refined levels of energy, both within us and around us. The practice allows us to access and harmonize the subtler vibrational layers of self, leading to what I believe is profound healing, balance, and rest. By guiding our brain into slower brainwave states, we allow ourselves to resonate at these subtle energetic levels, which, according to yoga philosophy, brings us closer to a state of balance, harmony, and ultimately pure consciousness. So, how do we begin to access all of this, right? And you might have started to pick up a little bit on this in the practice. Right, we do this through the senses, right? And this practice is called pratyahara. It's one of the limbs in the eight-limb path. It's actually the fifth limb of the eight-limb path. And pratyahara means to withdraw the senses. And it's essentially a way of preparing the mind and the body, right, for either deep rest and relaxation or to come into a more meditative state. In our waking lives, our senses are constantly active. We're bombarded with sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and sensations from the outside world. Our minds are like a stage where all of these stimuli are performing simultaneously. So sometimes it's no wonder, right, that when we try to sleep, our minds just can't shut down so easily. They're too caught up in the show. Yoga Nidra offers us a structured way to practice pratyahara, helping us to consciously withdraw from external distractions. One of the unique aspects of Yoga Nidra is that it systematically shuts down all the sense doors except for hearing. By guiding the body to relax deeply and focusing the mind on internal awareness, we close off the input from sight, taste, touch, and smell. Hearing remains active, but rather than pulling us outward, right, the goal is with the guided meditation is to guide us inward by the teacher's instruction. The withdrawal of the senses is crucial for moving through the koshas, or the five layers of our being. The koshas are often described as sheaths or layers, as we discussed before, that cover the true self. By withdrawing from external stimuli, Yoga Nidra helps us become more aware of these layers. Right, first, when we start our meditation, we deal with the physical body, right? We start to feel relaxation in the physical body. Then we become attuned to the flow of energy or prana in the body, connecting with things like the breath. And eventually we reach these mental or emotional levels of the body. As we journey through these layers, right, this is where we release tension and stored emotions that allow us to experience, right, these deeper aspects of ourselves, these things that sometimes are in the way of getting to the very, very subtle layers. When we practice pratyahara in yoga nidra, we are preparing the mind and body for deep sleep by quieting the chatter and the noises on the senses, and the noise of the senses. This is why many people find that they sleep more deeply and wake up more refreshed after practicing yoga nidra. And beyond these physical benefits of feeling just simply more refreshed, yoga nidra also works on the deeper layers of the mind, helping us to process and release emotional and psychological stresses. Right, last time we were together, we talked about samskaras, these deep patterns and habits that sit sometimes dormant in the mind that get triggered by different things in our experience. This is especially important because so much of what keeps us awake at night is not just physical discomfort, but mental agitation, right? Things like worry, anxiety, and unresolved emotions. So in yoga, we talk about the Manomaya Kosha, right? This mental sheath as a place where our thoughts and emotions reside and where much of the mental chatter that disrupts sleep comes from. Through our yoga nidra practice, we're bringing attention to the mind, allowing it to settle and release these layers of tension. We've also been doing this beautiful practice within yoga that I call the play of opposites, but Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra calls it Pratipaksha Bhavana, which involves cultivating positive thoughts to counter negative ones, or being able to hold positive and negative thoughts at the same time without reaction. In the context of sleep, this means replacing anxious thoughts that might keep us up with more peaceful, calming ones. By practicing this during yoga nidra, we're creating new mental patterns that reduce anxiety and allow for a more restful night's sleep. And from a yoga philosophy standpoint, we're burning off some of these samskaras, actually cleaning up our karma. Something I wanted to introduce to you tonight is a practice called non-sleep deep rest, right? And bring in a little bit of the neuroscience that backs up yoga nidra and has started to really make it popular in Western culture. Yoga nidra and non-sleep deep rest, in a lot of ways, share the same goal, right? To induce a profound sense of relaxation and to reset our nervous system, right? However, the practices can serve slightly different purposes and can be applied uniquely depending on your needs, right? So we know yoga nidra, often called yoga sleep, has deep roots in yoga philosophy and guides us into a state of conscious rest that resides between wakefulness and sleep. Through a systematic process, it allows the body to deeply relax while the mind remains alert. It's intentional, restorative, and integrative, a practice that moves us through the koshas, or the layers of self, allowing us to explore the subtler aspects of consciousness while supporting physical mental, and emotional regeneration. Right? On the other hand, non-sleep deep rest, or NSDR, a term coined by Dr. Andrew Huberman, he has a podcast called The Huberman Lab, repackages yoga nidra in a way that makes it more approachable for a broader audience, particularly those who might be a little bit resistant to traditional meditation or mindfulness. The core focus of an NSDR is deep rest without falling asleep, which makes it practical and accessible for those unfamiliar with meditation or those seeking a quick way to reset in the middle of the day. Research has shown, so Dr. Huberman is a professor at Stanford. Research has shown that NSDR offers a fast mental and physical recharge, especially useful in high stress environments or during that inevitable afternoon slump. Can be done in 8 minutes, as little as 8 minutes, 20 minutes, right from your desk in the middle of the day. So right here, I wanted to just do a quick NSDR practice before we do a yoga nidra practice here at the end. This one is just 8 minutes. If you just right where you are, sit up nice and tall. And find closing the eyes or just softening the gaze. And I wanted to just give you an experience to show you the difference between what NSDR can look like versus a yoga nidra. So begin by finding a comfortable position, feeling supported, feet flat on the ground. And allow yourself to settle into this moment. Engage with the breath, taking a few deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and exhaling out the mouth. Right, every exhale, letting go of any feelings of rush, any tension that's coming into this moment. When you come to the next inhale, start to inhale deeply in through the nose and feel your lungs fill completely. Hold that breath for a brief moment, and then slowly release it through the mouth. Okay, we'll do that a couple times, inhaling deeply through the nose, holding it at the top, and then releasing that breath slowly through the mouth. Okay, one more time, just like that. And when you get to the exhale, feel the body begin to relax. And allowing the breath to be natural. Feel your muscles softening and your body becoming more at ease. Allow the mind to unwind, right? Knowing that this time's just for you. Now bring attention to your feet. Imagine you're standing at the bottom of a staircase. And with each step up, you become more aware of your body. Notice the sensations in your feet as you imagine stepping up to the first stair. Feel how your feet connect with that step supporting you. Gradually move your awareness up through your legs as you're ascending to the second step. Notice how your calves and knees and thighs feel, noting any tension or tightness. Walking up the third step, journeying your attention up to your hips, your low back. Feel how these areas shift and release as you step on to the third stair. Your attention rises to the area of your stomach. Sense how this area feels as you step up to the fourth stair. Progressively continue to your chest, your shoulders, your arms, and into your hands, observing sensations as you reach the fifth stair. Shift your awareness to your neck, face, head, feeling the relaxation spread as you reach the top of the staircase, bringing you deeper into relaxation. Now visualize yourself walking over to your favorite chair and sitting down. Let this chair be a sanctuary where you can fully relax. Bring your awareness to your breath, feeling the gentle rise and fall of your chest or belly as you breathe in and out naturally. As you inhale, imagine you are drawing in new energy, recharging yourself. And as you exhale, picture yourself releasing any lingering fatigue or stress from the body and mind. Every inhale, soaking in calmness. With every exhale, letting all go of anything that's not serving you in this moment. Let the breath be your anchor here, now. Steady, calm, and effortless. Begin to count your breath. As you inhale, mentally counting one. As you exhale, mentally counting two. Continue this pattern, counting your breaths up to 10, and then gently starting again from one. Allow the counting to focus and quiet your mind. Allow the counting to help you stay centered in this state of calmness. If you lose the count, just go back to one. Letting go of the count. Gently expand your awareness beyond your breath. Feel the sensations of the entire body. Notice the subtle sense of energy running through your body. A sense of both relaxation and refreshment at the same time. Become aware of the points of contact between your body and the surface beneath you. Feel the support beneath you and the space around you. Resting here in sensation, both being deeply relaxed and quietly awake. Now start to deepen your breath, taking in slightly fuller inhales and longer exhales. And slowly wiggling fingers and toes, allowing some small movement to ripple through the body. And when you feel ready, stretch out your arms and legs gently, as if you're waking up from a peaceful nap. And as you're ready, slowly opening the eyes and reorienting yourself back to your surroundings. So, what you might have noticed about NSDR, heavily focused on the physical body, right? Very much a body scan, right? Using that to relax. So why would we choose one practice over the other, right? When would we seek to apply one or the other? In my opinion, yoga nidra, right? If you're seeking a deeper, more restorative practice, yoga nidra is your best option. It's particularly beneficial when you're feeling depleted, whether that's from physical exhaustion, mental fatigue, or even emotional overwhelm. Right. During yoga nidra, we move into these delta brain waves, which we usually only get to access in deep sleep. This can leave you feeling like you've pressed the reset button on your entire system. It's especially effective if you're looking to recover from sleepless nights, right? Several sleepless nights, not just one bad night of sleep, because it resets your nervous system. And it really does help us unwind, right, when life's being pretty demanding. Two, yoga nidra, right, goes beyond this physical rest. So this would be the other reason that we might look to yoga nidra as a form of a meditation practice. We're looking for spiritual benefits, exploring deeper states of consciousness, or working to address deeply rooted patterns, right, known as those samskaras. Yoga nidra is the practice to turn to. Through this guided conscious rest, we begin to unravel and release those ingrained mental and emotional patterns that shape our behavior. This makes yoga nidra incredibly potent for addressing things like repairing sleep cycles, derailing unhealthy habits, or even working through deeply held traumas. Provides a sacred space to plant new, more conscious intentions, these sankalpas that we've been working with, helping us steer life in a more positive and mindful direction. For those of us on the path of spiritual growth, yoga nidra offers us a way to explore deeper layers of awareness. As we move through those different states of consciousness that we talked about, right, we can touch upon aspects of the self with a capital S that may be hidden in our waking life. It's a way to reconnect with our true essence, dissolve the egoic mind, and enter a profound sense of unity with ourselves and the universe. On the other hand, this NSDR that I introduced this evening is highly effective when you need an immediate refresh in the day. Dr. Huberman's research shows that NSDR can help reset your ability to focus, increase wakefulness, and improve emotional regulation. It can also help when you're learning something new, right? When you've maybe read a book or you're trying to study for a test, it can be a way to improve learning. If you're experiencing that familiar mid-afternoon crash or need a quick mental reset between tasks, NSDR can drop you into a more relaxed brainwave state without the need for a long nap. It's also an ideal practice to use after a poor night's sleep, as research suggests that even short NSDR sessions can help compensate for lost rest and provide mental clarity and energy until you can once again get a proper night's sleep. Additionally, NSDR is practical if you're just simply pressed for time. A 10-15 minute NSDR session can give you the equivalent mental refreshment of an hour long nap without the grogginess that sometimes follows from napping. This makes it perfect for busy professionals or those of us who don't have time for a full yoga nidra session, but still need a mental and physical reset. So while yoga nidra offers a deeper, more transformative experience, NSDR is an accessible, efficient way to get relief. In many ways, these practices complement each other beautifully. You might use yoga nidra for deep restoration and self-exploration, while leaning in on NSDR when you need a quick recovery in between daily tasks. Both practices switch the nervous system from sympathetic fight or flight to parasympathetic rest and digest mode, making them both highly effective for stress reduction, improving focus, and boosting mental clarity. However, if you're dealing with stress over the long term, addressing emotional blockages, or seeking spiritual growth, Yoga Nidra's more immersive process will serve you better. Knowing when and how to use each practice can make all the difference in maintaining balance and well-being in today's fast-paced world. Both have their unique strengths, and you'll certainly have your own preference. Right? You may find one practice calling to you more than another, or perhaps it is often the case, a combination of both. But with that said, I'm going to ask you to find a comfortable spot for our yoga nidra session. Right? The session tonight is focused again on improving sleep, but also in clearing out obstacles, right? Mental obstacles. So you can come to lie down if that would be good for you, bringing in pillows, blankets, right? We want to make ourselves as comfortable as we can, right? The goal, staying awake and aware. But again, a reminder, there is no wrong way to do the practice. If you fall asleep, totally normal. Our subconscious mind is always listening. As you come into a comfortable position, just allow your body to melt into the support that you've placed around yourself. Like you're being cradled in a gentle embrace that's inviting you to relax fully. Close your eyes softly, as if drawing a curtain over the outside world. Take a deep breath in through your nose, feeling the cool air fill your lungs. And then exhale slowly, releasing any remnants of the day. I'm going to begin by imagining ourselves in a serene sanctuary, a hidden garden where sunlight filters through the leaves, casting gentle shadows on the ground. The air is infused with the scent of blooming flowers, and a soft breeze caresses your skin. This is your sacred space, a place where you can safely explore and let go of what no longer serves you. As you settle in deeper, begin to withdraw your senses from the outside world. Picture your mind gently retracting each sense, just like a flower closing its petals at dusk. Feel the sense of sight retreat, softening your gaze even with eyes closed, bringing your awareness inward. Sense the feeling of the ground beneath you, the taste in your mouth as it gradually dissipates, and the scents around you as they fade into the air. Allow the pool of your mind to guide each sense back to its source. Feel stillness. Let the sounds around you fade, allowing my voice to be your primary focus. Stay awake and aware. Practice of Yoga Nidra has now begun. Now bring to your mind your intention, your sankalpa for this practice. If your sankalpa has made itself known, you will use this one. Or perhaps it's something like this tonight. I gently see what no longer serves me, and I lovingly release what is ready to go. Let your intention resonate in your heart, feeling its warmth and clarity. Repeat it silently 3 times, savoring the words as they take root within you. Visualize this intention as a soft glow emanating from your heart, illuminating the path forward to your inner sanctuary, where clarity and peace reside. With your heart centered, let's begin to explore the body. We'll begin with the right hand. Bring your awareness to your right thumb. Notice any sensations there. Gradually move your attention to your index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Feel the energy flowing through your hand and wrist. Continue scanning up your right forearm, elbow, and upper arm. And then shift your focus to your right shoulder. Now move to your right side, observing your right side torso, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, and foot. Shift your awareness to the left side, beginning with your left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger. Awareness moving up your arm to the left shoulder. Continue down your left side. Left side torso, hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot, feeling how each part connects. Now bring awareness to your belly, chest, noticing the rise and fall of your breath. Let attention flow to the neck, face, and head, inviting every part to relax and soften completely. Scanning through the chakras, base of the spine, root, moving through the sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown, observing how energy center feels, allowing them to harmonize. Now draw your focus to your breath. Feel the rhythm of your inhalations and exhalations like a gentle tide watching over you. As you breathe in, visualize inviting warmth and tranquility into your being, filling you with soothing energy. As you exhale, imagine letting go of tension, doubts, lingering thoughts, releasing them into the vast expanse around you. Breath coming in, breath going out, still nestled in that tranquil garden. Each breath drawing in peaceful energy. And each exhale, casting away all that hinders sleep and serenity. And we'll begin to explore the dance of opposites within the body. By engaging in some unique sensations, begin by embracing the feeling of stillness. Imagine your body like a tranquil pond, perfectly calm, and reflecting the sky above. Feel this stillness envelope you, grounding you into the present moment. Now shift your awareness to the sensation of vibrant energy as if you're a wild river flowing rapidly through a lush forest. Feel the rush of movement and excitement invigorating every part of your being. And now again, come back to stillness. Perfectly calm, like a tranquil pond. And then awareness goes back to vibrant energy, a wild river flowing rapidly, a rush of movement and excitement. Now, on your own, alternate between these sensations of stillness and vibrant energy. Notice how stillness allows your thoughts to settle while vibrant energy awakens your spirit. With each cycle, observe how these contrasting feelings coexist within you. Now begin to create a balance, a dynamic harmony that invites both peace and stillness with vitality and energy. Visualize yourself standing up and walking into your house from the serene garden. Coming to stand in front of a cluttered closet that represents your mind. Open the door and step inside. The air is thick with dust and memories, items piled so high, representing thoughts and worries, some regrets, things that no longer serve you. As you begin to sift through these belongings, pay attention to the colors and shapes you see around you. Notice how certain colors evoke feelings, how particular shapes resonate with your experiences. Are there things in this closet that are ready to go? Like specific worries or anxieties. Perhaps it's a concern about the future, a regret about the past, an overwhelming feeling of uncertainty. Each of these thoughts may take the form of an item in the closet. As you engage with these items, allow symbols or meanings to surface. Notice how a faded shirt might represent a lost opportunity, or a broken object might symbolize a regret. Go through your closet. What is ready to be released? With each item you choose, each item that you're ready to release, imagine placing it into a beautiful basket labeled Letting Go. Take your time, there's no rush. No forcing. As Looking for whatever's ready to go. As the basket fills, feel a little lightness. Each release, closet transforms, becomes brighter and more open, just as your mind becomes clearer and more peaceful. I'll return your mind to your intention, back to your sankalpa if it has made itself known, or we can use mine. I gently see what no longer serves me, and I lovingly release what is ready to go. I gently see what no longer serves me, and I lovingly release what is ready to go. I gently see what no longer serves me, and I lovingly release what is ready to go. Feel your sankalpa resonate within as it settles into the depths of your being. Picture it as a seed planted in rich soil, nurtured by your breath and awareness. Take a moment here to reflect on this journey you've just undertaken. Trust in your ability to access the deepest wisdom within you, a wisdom that guides your choices with grace and intuition. Feel a sense of satisfaction and clarity from this work, knowing you have discerned what truly needs to stay and what was ready to go. Gently imagine yourself closing the closet doors, symbolizing the completion of this process for tonight. Feel the gentle pull of the doors coming together to touch. And you now experience yourself releasing the basket of items you've gathered, letting it drift away into the ether. Confident that you have chosen wisely. Start to deepen your breath, taking in the fresh air of possibility. And begin inviting small movements into the body as we prepare to transition back into this present moment. The practice of yoga nidra is now complete. When you're ready, you can stretch your arms and legs gently and take your time opening your eyes. you very much for allowing me to guide you in practice. Hari Om Tat Sat. Namaste. Thank you very much, friends. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me at any time. I'm always happy to answer questions as you move through the practice. I'll once again put out an email in a little bit with a recording from this evening. And I wish you the best of luck working with the practice. I think that you'll find some pretty great returns on your effort, investment of effort with the practice. Can I answer any questions before I let you all go? Yeah.
The beginning of Yoga Nidra, when we verbalize
Or some culpa.
our samskara, so I mean, not samskara, some culpa. sorry. It changes.
So in the beginning, it can change a little bit, I find, as it really kind of uncovers. In my experience, how I have worked with Sankalpa is it feels like a remembering of something really core to who you are. And what had happened for me and my students, it feels like it just arrives. Not something you force, not something that's, like a goal, that was like New Year's resolution, anything like that. And it'll just come to you. In the beginning, when you're practicing, okay to work with different intentions, right? So like this the project that we've been working on this last 3 weeks, right? Our intention is for better sleep. So it's okay to work with intentions, but eventually, I think you'll find something just comes up in the practice when you get to that spot.
Okay.
That was, and I say, if anything, as you're working with it, comes up and you want somebody to talk about it, hit me up. I love talking about this stuff for sure. So I'm a resource, as long as you need it.
Well, my husband and I were talking about what was our purpose, and then you described something a little different in this exercise that we just did. So I.
Well, purpose in yoga, I mean, are you talking like the grand scheme of thing purpose? Like, why am I here?
Yes.
Yeah, so in yoga we call that dharma. Right, what did I come here to do? That's a question you can ask in that Sankalpa area. Like, why am I here? Who am I? That can be asked in that spot. And sometimes we just listen for a while, right? Especially if we're using this as a meditation practice, right? And not just a tool to clean things up, right? So we can get into that area of that Sankalpa. And we can ask a question that we'll often ask is, what is my heart's deepest desire? What is my deepest longing, right? Or what did I come here to do? And then you just listen without forcing, and it'll come, and it feels like it comes from a different spot. It's not that egoic mind, right? That's that narrator that's always got something to say about everything, right? That's judging everything. It comes from higher mind. And then you just know.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You guys are an absolute pleasure. I really have enjoyed getting to do this for the last 3 weeks with you guys. Be on the lookout for my email. I'll get it out to you as quick as I can. And happy meditating.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed
Oh,
this.
you're welcome. I really enjoyed it too. Thank you.
You very much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.